There's a thousand further women living out there. They're all living, the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katz Lamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly and LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com, and I write for all of the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including the Sunday Our Weekly News Magazine, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on...
the Saturday!
The Saturday, she sings. Who's that, you're asking? That's Trish McCrone. Trish, the beautiful co-host. What's up?
Hi! What's going on over there? I'm good. I just have to say that I do not like the sun and the 110 degree weather. This is why I leave. No offense, I love Las Vegas. You know how much I love Las Vegas, but this is why I go to Montana in the summer, except for this summer.
3 bad months.
Sometimes.
But yeah, as Carrot Top says in his act, artificial grass dies. When fake stuff is dying, it's hot.
what do you call it? Wayne Newton used to say in his show that hell would be a local call. It's so hot.
It's not hell, but it's a local call. Is that what
it is? Yeah, like hell would be a local call. Yeah. And but yeah, it is kind of strange that when you go to open up, thank God I have, you know, the little clicker thing, but you know, when you go to open up your car door, you pretty much lose your fingerprints. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's hot. You know, we had a story that I don't know if we've written a story about it yet, but you know, the Department of Motor Vehicles right now is inordinately long waiting periods for many reasons. Yeah. And we are having a problem now in Las Vegas because the lines at the DMV are so long at all of our outposts that they stretch outside. And people now are risking heat exhaustion, even heat stroke by waiting in line at the DMV. That's an issue now. I just got a tip about this. So,
wow. Yeah, so literally people are dying.
Dying to get into the DMV.
To get into the DMV.
They haven't died, actually. But,
yeah, but they could.
But yeah, this is a serious
matter. You know what else has been, about a week or so ago, they have been having a lot of problem with power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had all of our power go down, which is crazy because, you know, I live behind a gate.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get into...
Can't get out.
I can't get in. I was outside. I couldn't get in. Then once I finally just decided to park my car outside and jump over my gate, which is very difficult, robbers. Then it just so happens that I knew I had just let my Rhodesian out of one of my doors. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, anyone that would try to go into that door would be dead.
That anyway.
Yeah, it would be dead. But
you're better off with an electric fence than this Rhodesian, folks.
Exactly. Let's just say she's protective, Anne Margaret.
Very protective.
Mm-hmm. You think that the real Anne Margaret's a sex kitten? Well, she is a killer dog. mine. So anyway, so I go in that way. Well, none of my air was working. So I looked at the little thermostat thing. It was over 90 degrees in my house. So then I get nervous for my dogs. So I take my dogs in my car and I have the air conditioning going. And then I saw the power people working. I mean, it was a process.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, we're in that pool season now, the beat the heat season. And I was at a pool party recently, a couple of weeks ago. It was hosted by Amazing Jonathan at his house.
Oh, yeah. I was invited to it. It was the same night as the Cavs game.
Exactly. Yeah. You couldn't go for the Cavs. Yeah, we're both invited to this thing. Yeah. Anastasia, former guest, both of them former guests, invited us to go to this thing. So I go to it, which they had the game on, as it turned out. And it was interesting to spend time with Amazing Jonathan, as he told us on the show. He's, you know, in very, you know, grave health.
Yeah.
And with his heart condition. And
he mentioned something about one day, like a toe falling off or something.
Toe fell off the day before he came to us.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a horrifying story because the circulation is so bad that he's not getting enough.
It fell off and he didn't even think anything of it. He didn't feel it because...
It's just numb.
So he's in better spirits and he's in a lot better frame of mind. And he's talking about getting stem cell research, but...
stem cell treatments for his
ailing heart. And it was interesting to spend time with him and Anastasia and a lot of magicians and a lot of people in the industry at his party. And there was fire, there was a machete throwing, knife throwing contest, and there was
you entered because you're so wonderful as a
target.
Yeah.
we played some volleyball in the pool under black light and day glow body paint.
Fun.
So that was we beat the heat too. So how about
that? People need to do more pool parties. I think that's just the whole thing.
So with that, we're going to welcome Josh Bell with movies next, and then after that, it's two beautiful performers in Las Vegas talking all about something called Melody Suites Big Top and circus, Big Top Circus and Burlesque. I'm going to get this title right eventually, which is going on tonight at Caesar's Palace. So stick around. I know we will.
This is Jeff Lebo,
Devin May,
and Rob Marnell.
We're the Jersey Boys.
And you're listening to Cats with a Dish.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are two artistes who are members of the Absinthe family at Caesar's Palace. One portrays the Green Fairy in the show, and the other has trained the Highwire Act in the performance and is also a member of the famous Highwire family, the Flying Willendas, for sure. Both are in the upcoming show titled Melody Suites, Big Top Circus and Burlesque at the Spiegelworld Tent at Caesar's Palace. Showtime is 11:59 p.m. Friday. Here to talk about it are Melody Suites and Liana Willenda. Hello.
Hi.
Suites, what's going on with this flyer anyway? I saw a post today that is paint.
That's paint.
Mm-hmm. On
it's
you?
It's full body paint. I have no clothing on. Everything is body paint, including the fishnets.
Wow.
How cool is
How
that?
How long did that take?
It took a long time.
Wow.
It took, I think, about 5 hours in total. Skin City did it. Robin Slonina. She is just phenomenal. You have to check her out on Skin Wars with RuPaul.
Oh, my gosh. I love Skin Wars.
Yeah, you got to go get down there, Dish. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
We're going to get down there and get painted.
She's doing some body painting for my show. So
wow.
She,
yeah. So, like, you don't do G-string anything?
Well.
That was not totally.
I'm not supposed
not
to
totally.
Say that. But,
no, okay.
But she did paint my
area.
Area.
Okay. And speaking of areas.
It was cold.
You gave me a wonderful gift.
Oh, we're going to go on the air with
and
this?
It was a pair of tassels.
It was a pair
of pasties.
Pasties with tassels. They had a little bit of tassel on it.
Yep.
And here I was so excited because I'm the queen of the arch.
I made them with your nipples in mind.
I know. Thank you. And Cats kept them. I still have not seen them. I was out of town last summer, I think it was, and now I still have not seen them, and been very disappointed.
In
so you haven't
defense,
gotten a proper thank you note from
you
me.
You are wearing them right now, aren't you, Cass?
In my defense.
You're wearing them.
I thoughtlessly kept them for my own personal use.
Exactly are you sticking them?
Exactly. That's what we thought. So you kind of just, you know.
He's been practicing the helicopter.
So, you know, seriously. So it's like, I was so excited. So I haven't given you
time
a proper
for lift
thank
off.
You.
Oh,
and goodness. Speaking of pasty/tassels, you have on tassel earrings, which
I do.
I am obsessed
I do.
With.
Miss Buttercup Delight made me these for Christmas, and I shamelessly never said thank you. So thank you, Buttercup. And they're beautiful tassels in my ears.
And see, I thank for gifts I never even get. Thanks.
It'll all work out. In. I will find, there will be a redelivery of the pasties.
Shameful.
And it's only because I was moving. Somebody in our office has this item and they don't know it. We're moving our office.
Oh,
all
they
myself
know
was
it.
In the office.
They
and we got
know it.
No,
know
I think they're no, because they're in a bag. They're
who
in a
who is
gift
moving
bag.
Your office? Let's figure this out.
Exactly.
I hate to point fingers.
I think it was Robin Leach.
I hate to point fingers, but I'm wearing them now, and I look fantastic.
Okay, so let's talk about your show. Okay, now that we know that
this will all be edited out.
No, it won't. Let's talk about your show.
Yes, let's.
Okay, so now tell me what people are going to see. We know you as the Green Fairy in Absinthe.
Yes, I will not be wearing green.
Okay, perfect.
A tasteful taupe, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm really excited. This show is going to benefit UNLV College of Fine Arts.
Where we are right
that.
Now.
Where we are right now. Yeah. And so that's exciting because they've been really supportive. A lot of the college kids are coming on over and they're going to perform in the front beer garden of the Spiegel
good.
Tent and do some pre-show entertainment. And, you know, we'll be able to see some burlesque with Miss Exotic World, Dirty Martini,
wow.
And some boylesque from the King of Burlesque, Mr. Gorgeous. He's like the Clark Kent of burlesque. He's
oh
just
my gosh.
Beautiful.
I need to meet him.
He's gay. And
well, that's probably why.
Unfortunately, I've already tried.
That means he's a reporter by trade, and that means he has the pasties.
I don't think so.
Wait, you know what that also means? That I saw a post of yours on Instagram, which I had to screen capture because it is my life. if I like you, chances are you're gay. Because yes. like that is the right? life.
You always or say Eastern this. European.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Or what's the line in Rock of Ages? I'm chairman.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm chairman.
And so, okay,
I'm
so
not
now.
Gay. I really love Rainbow.
Liana, how are you involved? Now, is it Liana or Liana?
Liana.
Liana. Okay, mm-hmm. how are you involved in this?
I'm doing a high wire act in the show.
Okay, mm-hmm. so. What if you would have been born and you had no balance?
Because you weren't born.
What if you had no balance? Are you like
let's establish that she was born.
She was born. Her but physical if you presence have no balance, are you like literally feel like the black sheep of your family?
Totally. Kicked out of the family.
Exactly.
Hey, like, can you teach anybody to high wire? I mean, even if you,
I
you can teach anybody
you
to
can
do
teach
this,
anybody.
Right? Okay.
The funny thing is she has no balance when she's off
on the
wire.
Forget.
It's amazing. The girl can walk across the wire millions of miles in the air, but when she hits the ground,
she's just so.
And my mom's the same way. My great grandfather's the same way. It's just kind of the way it is. I think we just focus when we're up there. When we're on the ground, it's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's very true.
Wow. Okay, that is.
I've got
a
story.
I'm kind of obsessed about this.
I have a story.
You have a story.
I have a story.
You
I'll
do.
Tell a story. I wasn't going to tell
a story.
Good story.
Oh, no,
it was the anniversary.
Yeah, I think it was the 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
1 year.
500 show. Yeah, I think so.
1 year anniversary of Absinthe. Yeah. We're walking, and it was the zombie show.
It was the space one.
Oh, that's right. We're in spacesuits. And we're walking down the stairs from down this figure's tent stairs, and we're talking, and all of a sudden, she's not there. Just
Liana down
the stairs. It was they cleared the seats out of the whole tent.
The Walenda.
And
Walenda.
I didn't know there was a stand
Walenda.
Down.
Walenda on heels down, this
hands,
high.
Hands and knees, like just totally
out.
It was pretty like, epic.
Whoa.
It was a big fall.
It was a real fall from a real Walenda. Off real heels, 3-4 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
I said, I think I've seen it all now.
Okay. Now, so it's your
true.
Brother has been doing all of the huge, huge stunts.
He has.
Doing the, going across the
Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. All of that. So mm-hmm. now, are you kind of like, hey, where's my big adventure? You know what I mean? Like, are you gonna kind of follow in his footsteps and do something possibly here in Vegas? We never know.
Well, she's gonna be at the Big Top Circus in Berlin.
Yeah, right.
Show.
June 26th.
She's going to be
an all new act.
She's gonna be the first high wire person to actually do high wire in this event.
She's gonna probably be the first high wire performer that could or could not possibly be doing some kind of burlesque.
Mm. Wow. Is there going to be burlesque in this in the act?
Ooh. Have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Oh, I hate to say it because there's burlesque in the title. That's all I'm asking.
Well, Kaz has a pair of pasty tassels that he might wear in case he wants.
That's what I hear.
And coincidentally enough, a high wire. Now, you walked across, Leon, you walked across the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Weren't
I
you
did,
part of that deal?
My brother, yeah.
Yeah, him.
I've done a couple big walks with my brother.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was that like? I mean, that was incredible. The photos from that, the footage of that was unbelievable.
It was, you know, it's one of those things that's nerve-wracking, a little sick in your stomach, right? But right before you get on the wire, but the first three steps, I'm home. You know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm home. Even though you're way higher than, you know, we normally are and stuff, it's just home. When my balancing pole's in my hand and I'm walking the wire, I'm very, very comfortable.
Now, when is the first time I know you were born, but then what happened? When did they put you up on the wire? Were you crawling? I mean, how did the Walendas do this?
There was always a low wire in our backyard, like 2-3 feet off the ground. So I don't remember how old I was when I started walking a wire.
That's just incredible.
Just always playing, you know, pretending like your mom and dad. And
like most kids would have any other toy, your area of recreation
exactly.
was the high wire. At what
Absolutely.
Level has it become difficult? Is it 2-3 feet? Where is it the same 2-3 feet? As it is,
it is the same thing
feet?
Down low than it is up high. The only difference is in a high walk, like going between cranes or like between high rise buildings, the cable is spun such a long span that the cable is very loose.
And wind,
it behaves very differently.
I'm getting
so
sick.
I know
there are variables, it's all about mind over matter. And all the boys I've trained, like several of them, have been scared of heights. Like, I don't think I can do this. I'm like, yes, you can. It's the same exact thing. You just have to get it in your head that it doesn't matter. You're not going to fall up there because you don't fall down here, you know? And we train very hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we train extensively so that they have enough strength in case anything did come up. I've done a walk with my brother where there was a problem with the equipment and I was stuck up on the wire, and thank God I trained that hard because otherwise...
Where was that?
How are you stuck up on the wire?
That was in Detroit. It was between two cranes, and... similar to the walk.
Just being in Detroit is pretty scary.
It truly is.
On the regular street.
I gotta say.
Sorry to all our Detroit listeners.
It just could be a dangerous place.
It's true.
Love us some Motown, though.
So, yeah, we both started at opposite ends, met in the middle. I did a split and then sat down. He stepped over me, got to the other end. And
she did a split. Can we pause
for
a moment?
I was just going to say.
She did a split on the wire.
Which is also on the flyer.
It's just, yeah.
Which is the flyer of the year so far.
Flyer of the year. So this my ending point is the head of a crane, which is very small, maybe 3 feet by a foot and a half kind of thing. And there was supposed to be a man up there strapped in, like all safely strapped in to take my balancing pole. And then the boom of the crane that, you know, the hook, the end of the crane was going to, you know, greet me. I'd step in and take me down. Well, the man wasn't there and there was nowhere for me to go. And I'm standing there and I hear the crowd cheering for my brother and my brother's going down. And I'm like, okay. Nick's going to figure it out. Okay, I'm staying there. And then Nick yells up, hey, Lee, the boom of the crane won't operate. There's too much pressure on it from all the, we call them guy lines. They're lines that come off the wire to make it a little tighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, we got to let off some of the tension on the cable.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, these are safety mechanisms, aren't they? Aren't those wires supposed to be there for your
The wires are there. They tighten the wire. They make it so it's not as loose.
Yeah.
Right.
But they had to unratchet the actual cable I'm walking on to make it a little bit looser.
So this is a whole different act now, right?
So I'm up there, and the cable's going back and forth, and I'm balancing. It was balancing like crazy because the cable's moving. And then all of a sudden, my brother rides the boom up, and he, like, throws his foot over and moves the wires, like, we were like, brother and sister. I was like, stop it. He's like, calm down. You're fine, you know.
I think that she was probably doing a one-handed handstand at this point, too.
Totally right.
She just made a split.
In the splits, in six-inch stiletto pumps.
Yeah. I was up there 11 minutes longer than my brother. And then all the headlines the next day were like, little brother saves his sister. And I'm like, no! No! I was fine!
So oh my God, I'm curious. No. Well, you know,
which is not untrue.
As we're speaking of childhood things, I heard that Melody was born naked. So therefore, she had her career
They
immediately painted her.
I can't remember the time when I ever wanted to really put clothes on.
So, Melody, you've done. Now, let's talk about that. You guys, you've met at in the absinthe world, right? Did you guys meet in the Spiegel world?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, you've done. This is the third one of these you've done, right? Of these off shows from absinthe.
This is my fourth one.
You've done three.
Yes.
Now, this is a major. You can tell just by reading who's in it and what's going on. This is a major undertaking.
It is a major undertaking.
And what is the? I mean, it's a charity, but I mean, this. Why do you go through the process and go use the resources and energy to put on one of these shows? It's a one-off. It's not going to be a recurring show. What's the purpose?
I love doing it. I love doing it. I have so much fun. I get to surround myself with some of the most talented people, and most of them I consider my friends, so that's always great. Party in Vegas with my friends. But and also I really enjoy giving a mainstream audience more of an idea of what burlesque really is today, what we consider burlesque today, because it runs a gamut from classic burlesque to neo-burlesque to, you know, just all kinds of crazy scientific nerdlesque. You know, it's just, it's all out there, and I really want to showcase what I feel is the best today.
Well, and you are such an accomplished singer. Aside from the fact that you're gorgeous and dance and all that kind of stuff.
Are you flirting with me?
Well, always. Hello, we're both the arch queens.
Whatever's going on, keep doing it.
No, but seriously, I mean, you are stunning. Your music has, you have some of your music in absinthe, but you sing the same songs pretty much every night. So is this kind of your chance to kind of explore some of your own originals as well as maybe do a couple more covers or something? You sort of have your more creative freedom here, right?
Well, I enjoy singing my own songs every night, of course. Yeah. So that's definitely has not been a problem. It's like a new show every night in absinthe. But yes, it also gives me a chance to do different characters, different costumes. And before I came to Vegas and became a part of absinthe, I would do my own shows in New York. And I always had that creative outlet of being able to write a song that might be a country song, and I can play a cowgirl, and or, you know, Love Digital is a more electronic song. I get to paint myself naked and have naked ladies surrounding me. I mean, you know, everyone wants naked ladies surrounding them, especially if they're painted
silver.
I love my job.
Okay, I'm sorry. Melody naked next to me would just make me feel like a whale. I'm sorry. Oh, that's like the last thing.
Let's put that to the test.
It's one of those things where sometimes we should be friends from at least a 10-foot distance so that I don't look as big next to you.
Oh, my God.
I hear you. No, but seriously, but your music is, I keep hearing your music on TV. Like, in a couple times, I was like, had to sit, I'm like, okay, was your music just in Dance Moms? Is your music just in this? So, I mean, way beyond, you know,
F-Sync. It's very exciting to turn the TV on.
Yeah, it's international television.
And see little 8-year-olds do the bump and grind to my music. It's a little disturbing. If you ask me, but hey, you know, those little girls really work it, and
and then you know, the royalties.
Yay, Dance Moms. Yay, royalties. Yay.
Is there anything you're working on now? Is a CD or anything? Burlesque in Black is
Burlesque
about
in
two
the
years.
Black. Is
Burlesque
about
in the Black.
2 years. He's about to say it's 2 years old, and he still
yeah
can't get the title right. I mean, you know. Okay, so
I still play it.
Yes.
I'm a customer.
Oh, I know, and I love that. I love that you play it. I love
Cut me
that you
some
like
slack.
It.
Just treat me like a real customer, will you?
I plan on going soon into the studio with David Perico, mm-hmm. and Eric Plant, and doing some covers, a cover album called Covered in Sweets.
Nice.
Yeah. All cover songs.
All cover songs. Yeah.
David is a jazz professor, I think, still here at UNLV. He's spent a lot of time here at UNLV, so that another UNLV
it
connection.
All comes around.
Yeah, there's a lot of great talent that's come out of this university. There's no question about that. Let me ask you this, Liana Willenda. You've trained what's known as the Frat Pack now.
Yes.
That's their name, and you've been in the show too. You've walked it, mm-hmm. and what do you prefer? What is your passion really? Do you want to do a performance at the end of this process and be in a production eventually?
Yeah, I would say I'm a performer first and foremost. That's what's in my blood.
So how do you get there from where you are now?
I don't know. Tell me.
You got to keep doing this radio show.
I think
exactly.
So.
It's a life-changing thing.
I think so.
Well, all this is doing American Ninja Warrior. So
yeah.
I'm so excited.
That's right.
Do it.
Yeah.
We're going.
That's
maybe,
right.
If he makes it to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing it.
Exciting.
If he makes it to Vegas, we hope.
He's doing it. Come on.
You could always, you know, that's a way to get out there, American Ninja Warrior.
That's
if he can do it, you can do it. You trained him. You trained him, for gosh sake.
Amos came in with a very large set of skills. No, I'm talking about The Wire walking. I did train him to walk The Wire, but I did not train him in any of his other skills.
She did not train him to be an American ninja.
I did not do the ninja training.
The way I'm telling the story, you did. So, okay. So let's just go.
Totally.
But now, so he and you, Melody, and Misha, you guys are some of the only ones left from the original cast, correct?
Yes. And Maxime Popozov and... Yeah, so Duo Vector, so Misha and Lucas, Maxime Popozov.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Is that it?
Who else? Oh, my word.
There's very few.
Atlantis. Oh, and oh my goodness, and those yummy Atlantis boys.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of us. Yeah. What is that, nine?
Yeah.
Of us, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't that? That's,
are you going to be
it's pretty interesting
on stage
to see the change.
Soon? Yeah. Back in the show at all?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just a swing situation, isn't it?
It's a swing kind of thing, yes.
Oh, baby.
We need to get a promotional thing
going. Yeah, we need to do it. Like, because everyone wants to see a female.
I know, right?
You know?
Get it going.
It's like,
come on, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially one who, you know, is complete. Her brother's trying to take all of her credit. Come on, let's be honest.
Totally is. Totally.
You could set up a thing where he starts to fall and you save him.
You know, he walked the Orlando Eye recently and broke a world record. That's the big Ferris wheel. And I'm like, Link's taller.
Oh!
It's taller than all of them.
Gonna break his record.
Yeah.
Gotta get that going.
They're building a wheel that's taller than our Link in Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the tallest. But something like that would be fun.
Got to break his record.
Yeah.
Get a little sibling rivalry going.
Okay, let's do it.
We could make a wager on it. Set a betting line on it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
We have to do it for speed.
Exactly.
That's the next frontier.
I guess so.
Yeah,
you're
time?
Going down. Okay.
I looked at it and I'm kinda into this.
I'm kidding.
I would have to do lots of cardio because it's my dad and I were looking at it up close and like, cause I'm like, that would be cool. Right. But it goes faster than you think. And it's a long span,
Yeah. Well, it's we have a tradition and long history in Las Vegas of doing these kinds of stunts and, you know, promotional things. I mean, everything from Evel Knievel at Caesars,
exactly.
You know,
my great-grandfather's very good friend.
Of Evel Knievel?
Yep.
Is that right?
He used to be like, my friend Evil's coming over tonight. Yes.
Oh, my God,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
A Knievel will lend a summit?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I would. So, we got to wrap it up. The Melody Suites, Big Top Circus, and Burlesque. Okay. Check it out. These are always highly entertaining, really fun. It is the place to be. Friday night, 11:59 p.m. is when it starts, Pacific time. And the money goes toward UNLV's College of Fine Arts. I'll be there, but not performing. Thanks for coming down, you
guys.
Well,
if I had my tassels, I'd be performing,
there
but I guess not. Nobody would have given me a little guest spot. Maybe.
Yes, I would, and I'm holding you to that now.
I don't have them. What can I do?
I was kind of hoping you'd forgotten that. But,
nice
we'll make it
try,
happen.
Right. Cats Lamitas.
We'll do this again. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, you guys.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.